You know what I found out? She was 13 when she made this.
Are you gonna lay off her a little bit then?
She grown now.
No, I know that.
But her dad definitely helped make this
right,
song
but
for
it's,
her.
Considering this is a 13-year-old, she got a hit here out of this.
This was a hit?
I mean, it plays every Friday on our show.
Because we're annoying, but
better than any song you've ever made.
I haven't made a song, but I can.
Well, you can.
My auto-tune.
I'll be auto-tune. I know people. I can get in the studio.
You think okay. you have
Let's
a,
see
a,
you
a
do
song
better.
Like
I can do. I can get a banger.
Better than
Let's
this.
Let's see
yeah.
you do better.
Mm.
See, I got. Don't make
hold
me.
Hold on. Hold on. Let it hit. Come on, Hugh.
Don't make me call my friends that have studios and come back with a banger.
I got to tell you, there's one thing you could say about the song. It's an earworm. It gets the
chorus.
I don't think you can come up with something as catchy.
No shot.
I don't think you could.
Yeah, I can.
No shot.
Yes, I can. Anything right. I put my mind to, I just need, listen.
Okay.
I know way too many people in the music business not to come up with
a
banger.
You can know people, but you have to provide
yeah,
some
but
of
I,
the...
Yeah, I got bars.
You can't,
I got bars.
You can't give bars. Anything I put bars. My mind to when we saw you out there Saturday.
Oh, that was, that, like, listen, that's a minor setback. Like I said, I hollered at the big piece. Wait for him. I sent him the video. He probably still analyzed it because he ain't hit me
there's
back
not, there's not much to analyze. It's a swing and a mess.
he ain't hit me back yet, so I'm wondering if he's debating on how much help do I need.
Well,
or if he's
probably
trying, to,
trying
know,
to find a way to be nice to you. He's your friend.
No, he's my friend, but he ain't got to be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Just tell me like, dog, you stink. Yeah. I mean, everybody else do.
Well, no, yeah. We're being honest with you. That's what we do here. We're honest with each other. We tell you stink, you stink. All
Why
right.
are you still playing that, Kyle? Can we turn that
because
down?
Because it's a great song.
You said
you know,
turn
I
it
knew
up.
When I asked, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said that. Not partying. Oh, yeah, I can definitely make another banger. I would with a fire hook. I can
All
get
right.
a hook.
You know,
can,
we'll give you to the hook. End of the summer to see if you come up with it. Well, you got until kickoff Eagle season. To come up with a better song than that, all right? Before we go back to the phone lines here, we'll have you people as well. So every once in a while, there is a very viral moment on the news with a Philadelphian, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times these involve sports and someone reacting after a game or before a game. So this week, we got a new one. So we're going to go through our Mount Rushmore of these, and we'll end with the newest ones. We'll kind of go in chronological order here, kind of go back in time, some of the best moments of Philadelphians who pop up on the news, and just they're captivating. So can we go back? Now, this might be my personal favorite. You know, back in the Jeff Garcia era of the Eagles, Larry Poff, a great Eagles fan, outside of Lincoln Financial Field, when Donovan Hurt, Jeff Garcia comes in, and of course they go on a run, and here it is. I listen to this on my own once every couple months.
But this year is our year.
Jeff Garcia,
baby, is our baby. He's in, baby. We are going, baby.
That is crazy.
It's got everything you want. It's the Jeff Garcia baby is our baby.
I love all the people hyping him up.
I know.
Too.
Like,
no, I tell you, I remember that. I was here at the station at that time, and Joe Conklin had a Garcia song where, who was Merrill Reese was singing, right? And Mike Quick was like, he would say Garcia. like it was one of the absolute funniest songs that Joe Conklin ever did. But it had Merrill singing Garcia.
So that team, right? So that they're down, and then Donovan gets hurt, and Jeff Garcia goes in. They go on a run, right? They beat the Giants here in the first round. They go to New Orleans and lose the second round game. That's the game where it was a Sheldon Brown put the hit on Reggie Bush.
Yeah, decleater. That was what you call a straight up decleater.
That game was
cooked him.
He did. Yeah. That game was kind of close. The Saints game.
Yeah.
If the Eagles get through that game, I think they beat the Rex Grossman Bears and go to the Super Bowl.
Man, that would have been crazy if he would have did that.
Because that Bears team was all defense. Rex Grossman was terrible. Now, they beat the Saints the next week, obviously. They got to the Super Bowl and played Peyton Manning. I think the Eagles may have gone to the Super Bowl with Garcia if they just get through that game.
He would have been the original Nick Foles.
Of course, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's and Philadelphia loved Garcia when he was on that
Well,
run,
he's our baby.
Yeah,
our baby.
Yeah,
he's our baby.
Did you hear Pop?
Okay, that's number one. All right, now let's go to a few years later, of course, the Phillies during their run, and a Phillies fan that lives in lore for the energy he brought to the Fox 29 broadcast this night.
Yeah, stoked, Steve.
Hey, listen to this guy. Tell me how you're feeling here. You're screaming.
I am stoked, baby.
You're screaming like it's still the game going on. Oh,
we're talking about the fightings here. The fightings. Said.
Should. Said, Mike.
I remember when the Phillies made the playoffs in 22. I think they brought him back. Like they found him, the same guy, and they brought him back. And he was on the news.
Lost its luster a little bit the second time. It had to be natural.
No, and that first one was that's him. That was natural.
I think my favorite part is how he looks at Steve. He's like, "You kidding me? Like we're talking about the fight. Like,
what else are we talking about?"
All
right. So that one is an all timer, and then this one might be the best one of all time. This was, I believe, 2019. Where Nelson Agholor on the Eagles had struggled with some drops, and it was kind of an up and down career. And then we had this moment where there was the viral moment on the news, and the word Agholor was invoked in a way you're not usually going to invoke a player's name. Here it was.
And his assistant people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Agholor and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Dude.
Just like, unlike Agholor, catching babies, unlike Agholor. So good.
Ryan Howard replied.
Oh, did he?
He said, damn.
Wow. Damn. So, all right. So, this is two weeks in a row in this segment. Former Philadelphia athletes have just destroyed you. First, it was Jordan Matthews last
what
Friday
the hell
saying,
happened?
Hold it all you want.
All those years you would come up over and take batting practice.
Yeah, you're done now.
It's been a minute.
So, he's like a disappointed father.
So you're not going to tell him you think you could be a Major League Baseball DH?
I'm waiting for it. First, I'm going to see what he's saying. I'm just saying. It's been a minute.
Okay. So let's get to the latest.
We were doing something.
Yeah, we were in the middle of Mount Rushmore. That's okay.
No, it's just the damn hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I know. All right, Mount Rushmore. Let's get to the latest one this week. Viral news sensation from a Philadelphian.
In that spot. I'm the crossing guard on 55th and King Session. When I tell you, he ran the light, T-boned the lady. I'm bobbing and weaving. I'm just thankful to be alive right now. Thank you, Jesus.
What is he eating?
What did it sound
like?
Ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Bam! No, not to be funny. I swear, not to be funny. It happened that fast. And luckily, I'm alive.
Do you know what time of day the kids were playing out there?
It was out there. They were in there. I had to pull a kid out. No. I had to pull, what's the name, nephew out.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, what's the name, nephew? Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there were kids in there.
Yes.
What? So describe this for me. You hear the bang.
Bang. I don't know which way to go because he ends up in the schoolyard. Luckily, I wasn't on the corner. I'm in the shade slightly because it's an 82-degree day today.
And then what?
Crazy. Crazy. My adrenaline is still running. I'm just thankful to be alive.
So you see this car on its side. Kids are screaming. What's going on?
I run Siebel, then I grab a kid out because he's stuck frantically, pull him out. Ain't nobody in there. Guy's in there. He's trapped in there. Then I run out, get myself together because my heart is boom, 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 boom.
No doubt.
Oh, crazy.
And you grabbed the kid?
Pulled him up out of there.
How was the kid? What
he was shaking up, but I pulled him up out of there.
I love this guy. He's one of my new favorites. So if you're watching on YouTube, you could see it, obviously. If you're just listening. So the reason there was a couple times where he felt like he paused mid-sentence,
the guy's
just housing an ice cream cone while he's on the news.
I'm not mad at him because when he said his life passed before his eyes,
yeah.
He just wanted something he wanted some comfort food.
And who wouldn't want ice cream after that?
I'm telling you, when you talk about, because he's probably thinking like, damn, I could have been hit and I could have been crushed
or
whatever.
Hero, yeah.
I want ice cream. Because this might have been my, and then that probably was the best ice cream he's ever had because he's looking at it like this probably could have been an ice cream cone that I would have never had again. So I'm going to enjoy it while I'm in that moment type deal.
Well, listen, he didn't want to wait to eat his ice cream. They want to do the news story now. We're thought's cool, but we're going to eat the ice cream here. He's awesome. If you had to pick your favorite of those four, Hugh, is it Larry Poff with Jeff Garcia as our baby? Is it the said guy? Is it unlike Agholor, or is it our new friend?
It's the guy because he's the crossing guard. He got the hat turned to the side because at that point, I'm pretty sure before all of this happened, his hat probably was turned to the front, and he was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and live life in this one. I'm gonna turn this hat to the side, and I'm gonna eat the hell out of this ice cream cone because he at that point, there was no better place he could have been than in the moment that he was in right now. So
he's
that
hero.
One. Yeah.
So definitely. If we had to leave one on the cutting room floor of the Mount Rushmore, it was probably the 2 years varsity, which is always a great one.
Well, yeah, that's also a rip-off line from a movie.
Yeah, right. But it just was funny because the guys behind him cheering, go Birds and all that. But those are our current Mount Rushmore. What do you think? 6 months from now? Another year? It's every couple years we get one of these.
You know, I was trying to find one. There was... I know Herb from the Northeast was on the news at one point, and I'm trying.
Haven't heard from Herb in a while.
Trying to find.
Well, he might be on the news. Maybe he's an anchor.
Yeah, he's probably coaching somewhere.
He's an umpire.
Maybe one day. I'll
That's what I mean. Coaching, umpire, something. Well, he know people.
I know, but I can't imagine Herb as a coach.
You looked at me like are you kidding me? Who's hiring Herb? That's what I was about to say.
Coach. What the hell are you talking about? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP.
What's up, Tyler?
What's up, JoJo and Kyle? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
Tyler,
man.
What's up, pal?
Oh, man. Joe, good to talk to you. You're out here catching strays this week, Blake Aguilar.
What's up with your phone, buddy? What's up with your phone?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Record. It's cool. I mean, I'm built for it, though, Tyler. I'm okay with it.
You always say about you and I, we both got broad shoulders.
All right, let's put Tyler on hold. We'll clean up the phone, and then we'll get back to him there. How did the conversation with Ryan Howard go?
Well, he was telling me, he said, you had too much body in your swing.
Yeah.
He said, I need those tight-ass pants to keep your body right. He started laughing. But he said, you had too much body in your swing. So that's what that is. So that's something, you know. But he's also laughing.
Yeah, he's trying to let you down easy. He's just being honest.
And, you know, he's telling me there's too much body. We'll swing with too much body.
I think what he's trying to say, this is not a quick fix.
Well, no, but he didn't say I couldn't hit it, though. Because he was like, you know, you used to take BP. You could, if you get back locked in, you can do this.
Okay. Tyler is up on WIP. Tyler?
All right. We are better. Can y'all hear me a lot better through the headphones?
Yes. Yeah, we got you. We're good to go.
Let's go. All right. Joe, I'm in between you and Hugh, 11-6, not seeing the Eagles schedule. So you're at 9, Hugh's at 13. I'm smack dab in the middle. The Flyers, we said this team was going to go on this little magical run, and I'm telling you, they're doing what they did back in 2010. One game at a time. It's a 4-3. We got that magic. All we need is one tomorrow night. But I called y'all today for one reason and one reason only, because I was in the You People chat. Craig Nixon told me to call. He said, yo, Tyler, you got to hop on the line with Joe and Hugh, get them fired up. We need to get this Sixers team fired up, Hugh and Joe, because we've heard so much trash, so much refuse being talked by this New York media, okay? There's been so many Knicks fans coming at Sixers fans, talking about, oh, they're going to sweep to the finals. They're talking as if they've won a championship. They haven't won a championship since 27 years before I was born. 1973.
You
okay?
Was a baby.
Philadelphia. Tonight isn't about that. It isn't about the noise from New York. It isn't about what happened in games 1 and 2. All right, tonight is about us. All right, this city has never asked for it to be easy. All right, this city was built on the backs of fight, built on people who get knocked down, got back up again, and swung back harder. Every Sixers fan, this is a PSA to you going down to the Expo tonight. Believe that this team still has fire in them. You're down 2-0? Good. Because now it's time to find out who you are. Anybody can play loose when they're ahead. Anybody can smile when the shots are falling, but playoff basketball, real gritty playoff basketball in Philadelphia, that's about heart, that's about pain, that's about looking at adversity dead in the eye and saying, not in our house. Understand this, Philadelphia, a series doesn't change with talk. It changes with one quarter, one run, one spark. One moment where a team decides that they refuse to break. All right, this is that moment. Refuse to get pushed around. Refuse to stay knocked down. And when the fourth quarter comes, refuse to lose. You win tonight. You win Sunday. You tie this series 2 games apiece. And everything changes. The pressure shifts. Momentum shifts. Belief shifts. You are 76ers, okay? 48 minutes. One game at a time. This is what we play for. We aren't just second round exits. We got lost to your expectations of having a parade down Broad Street in June and holding up that Larry O'Brien trophy. So to everyone in the Sixers and their fans, defend home court. Defend this city. Defend each other. Play for each other. And count down with me. It's 10. It's 9. It's 8. It's the 70.
Way to come out with one. That was pretty good.
Tyler, that's a great phone call. I don't think anyone does it like Tyler these days.
No, he brings it.
I mean, he doesn't give us a pump-up speech super often, but when he does it, the guy brings it. That was a great one. The refuse to lose in there, I loved it. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to.
Here we go with cry, 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 complain, complain, grow up.
Cry, 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 complain.
Is that about me and the refs? Sure. That's fine.
You know, that is just what we tend to do after a loss.
I'm annoyed.
We cry, we complain, it happens.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. WIP should do the right thing and turn the show off.
Doesn't work like that, but sure.
Yep. Got any crackers and cheese to go with all this wine, Joe?
What do we got? Hurricanes fans in there?
Cooked you.
That was crazy.
Why don't you shut up?
That's crazy.
Who produces this show?
Why?
That would be me.
Why
that would be me.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get to you.
Just a curious individual.
We'll get to you.
We have some remarkable pieces of audio that happened off today's show. I think Joe could have ran the point on power play, and it would have been better last night.
No, it would have been worse.
You would have gotten bodied over the blue line.
Me on skates is not a good thing.
Now, who do you think would run better point on the power play, Hugh or Joe?
I think I like me better on that.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be harder to move off of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On
that's about
skates,
it.
Though?
On skates, I'm probably even faster on skates.
Don't just shove you over.
When was the last time you ice skated?
Never.
Oh, okay.
He said, okay.
Yep. release Alex and bring back Alec.
Oh, is that what's
going
on?
It's an interesting theory that this man has been replaced by Alex Bohm.
Because
that's why he stinks.
For whatever you think of Alec Bohm, he's better than this Alex guy.
Yeah.
This Alex guy stinks.
Alex is horrendous. Alec, we need back. We need Alec back.
It's my favorite conspiracy theory.
It's a great conspiracy theory. Yep.
That's crazy.
Give up, guys. It's over. Sixers are done. Drop it.
Nah.
Not yet.
Well, we're not going to drop it.
No, I mean, it's also teams in the playoffs. There's a home game tonight. What's wrong with you people?
I bet these are the same people who complain when we talk about the Eagles.
Well, yes, people just complain. Yeah, yes. Also, this team was down 3-1 last series, guys.
Yeah,
they just did that.
Anything is possible.
Just came back.
Be happy we're not doing shows about the quarterback.
Yeah, well, we will soon. So.
Don't worry.
Buckle up for that.
Mm-hmm. So we got Royal Blue Hugh trying to get this building packed up with Knicks fans. I like Royal Blue Hugh. It's not bad.
It's
better than Dodger Douglas or
Royal Blue?
Infinitely more annoying than Dodger Douglas.
What do you mean?
Because it's New York fans.
That's not Royal Blue is not the Knicks color.
What color are the Knicks?
They're not Royal Blue.
What would you say that blue is?
I don't know what the hell that blue is, but the Royal Blue that I'm talking about has nothing to do with the New York Knicks.
I think the point stands.
Hugh was
calling on New Yorkers to take over the Sixers stadium.
They completely like, and it's okay because you're not affiliated, so he doesn't get it.
Google
doesn't understand.
AI's telling me that they use Royal Blue.
That's not what I'm talking about when I talk about Royal Blue.
Checkmate. You did live in New York for a time.
No, but that's not it.
Okay.
That's not it. I think it went over whomever in Probably. That you people chat here okay. completely.
Is that the Jim Miller guy?
Yeah, it is. Say my name.
I just love this.
Yeah, say my name.
The Jim Miller.
Wait a second. Is that the guy that hit Jim Miller 25 years ago?
Yeah. That's the dude found that him. Buried Jim Miller.
Best say my name.
Hell yeah. All right, a few pieces of audio here. This was an actual moment that happened on a radio show today.
Yeah, it's my... Hey, cuz, I'm on the air. Let me see. Wait a minute. Kenfolk, I'm on the air. I'll call you back. That's it. Good.
You know what? What's better, that or when Jody walked out, left his phone, and went off on the air in the morning?
Because they were trying to find him or something.
Yeah.
Went to rip a heater. Yeah. Did I say it right? Hip rip a heater?
Yeah, rip a heater. So you literally picked up the phone on the air and told them to call you back.
I didn't know what
to
do.
That could have been a text.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. OG Anunoby, I think this has happened in a read before, but the name OG Anunoby just kicked your ass today.
No, by some way, we can figure out a way to win because not having Anunoby out there, Abaginobili, whatever. That's why I can't get mad at Dom Mattingly.
No,
again, It's Don, and
you also know his name. You just mispronounced.
I'm just saying because it's on brand.
No, oh, Ananobi, you get a little pass for.
Ananobili.
No, mm-hmm. Ochi Ananobi.
Ananobila.
Yep. One last thing. Now, Hugh, many talents. One of them is probably not. One that's not in his future is driving the radio show because we had this moment earlier.
And you're wrong for that.
Okay, maybe, but that's 50K. I'll be 50K wrong. Somebody out there right now got to come up on selling their tickets.
So someone
and if you
did
come
sure.
up, call us. What's the number? 215-941-741-949.
Just stop.
Listen.
Every time that we play those, it reminds me of when you told Andy Reid the wrong radio station.
Listen, you got to know your strengths and you know your weaknesses. I'm okay. I know I'm not the quarterback. I ain't the quarterback, and it probably never will be the quarterback, but that's okay.
You made that very clear today.
Never be quarterback.
Answering your phone on the air.
And we're back with Andy Reid on Sports Radio 92.9 in Atlanta.
Hey, listen, you have to know your role in this hierarchy.
Can't I
know
say I the player's
gonna,
name.
I know I ain't the quarterback. I know
number,
I ain't going to be the quarterback.
Answering the phone.
Will Angela Lanobi play 7-7-9? All right, that's enough for us today. We're going to hand this over to the afternoon show at Chickie's. We will talk to you on Monday. All right, wait, before we go, quick.
What we got?
How many wins are we getting this weekend? 3 Phillies games and a Flyers, Sixers.
3 Phillies games. 4. We're getting four wins.
4 wins.
Okay, all right. Maybe 3.
No, you can't do that.
No, all right, four
afternoon
wins.
Show next.
4 wins.
We'll talk to you next week on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.